Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, as we always say, a little bit of earth, wind, and fire is always good for your soul. A little earth, wind, and fire on a Monday night makes it even better. We all can use a little bit of soul food in our life. It is one of the things that we are going on. And, of course, I just got breaking news, so we'll start. I won't start here, but I should tell you the breaking news that just came across. Actually, it's a couple hours old now, but I didn't see it before. Those of you that don't like Roger Goodell, well, you better get used to it because they just signed him for an extension. Multiple years for Roger Goodell, which goes to show you that he's very good at one thing, and it's the only thing that matters, and that is growing revenues, making money. You know what the commissioner's job is? To find ways to make money. He's doing a really good job of that. You know who else? Gary Bettman apparently does a good job of that for the NHL. And it's amazing to me, right? But when you think about it, is there anybody that seems to dislike the sport of baseball more than Robert Manfred actually hates the sport of baseball, or at least it appears he does. He doesn't seem to be a baseball guy, doesn't seem to understand the sport, but you know what he's understood? How to make money. You make money, you get to keep those jobs, period. Roger Goodell's made a lot of disastrous decisions in terms of public relations. Probably, there's a lot of them we could go to, but one of the most famous, obviously, was the way he handled the whole Ray Rice thing. Do you remember that disaster? The way that he handled some of the player discipline stuff. Some of the things that he said. Some of the decisions that he's made. But guess what? He keeps the sponsors happy. He keeps the people that invest happy. He keeps the teams happy. And in turn, they keep the players happy. And as long as the money keeps coming in, he can continue to say stupid things and do stupid things. And that's really what it comes down to. There you go. Look, I turned on the women's national, the NCAA tournament, turn around and listen, Joel, you learn one thing in this world, there's always a Pittsburgh connection. Always. And the guy that is refereeing this game here in Tennessee is one Mike McConnell. Brother of Susie McConnell. Brother of, and I know you're probably familiar with Susie McConnell because she's a Penn Stater, right? You've got brother of Tom McConnell, who was the coach at St. Francis and IUP. Tim McConnell, who was the coach at Bishop Canaman this year, but for a long time at Char Valley. This is their brother, Mike. And he is refereeing this game right here between Tennessee and Toledo at Tennessee.
They're everywhere, man. They're everywhere.
Listen, there's always a Pittsburgh connection. Last night, Mississippi upset Stanford in the women's tournament. Mississippi was an 8 or 9 seed. Stanford's a 1 seed. In the women's game, that's almost like a 16 beating a 1 in the men's game, because in the women's game, the 1 and 2 seeds all get to host. So they're on their home court.
They're always such powerhouse teams, man.
Right. So, like, Stanford literally, I want to say Stanford has been to the Sweet 16 like 12 of the last 14 years or something, you know, some ridiculous number like that. And I think, and so anyway, Mississippi beat them. You know, Mississippi was like a 9 seed because they, you know, it was the second round. So I think they were the 9 seed. They beat the 8 seed, and then they played Stanford. And, of course, it's on Stanford's home court. Well, Mississippi's coach is Yolette McPhee, who was an assistant under Agnes Baronato here at Pitt in 2007, 8, 9, and 10. So there you have it. In fact, she was on the coaching staff of the first Pitt team that ever got to the Sweet 16. And last night, I think it was Mississippi's first trip to the Sweet 16, if I'm not mistaken. So there's another Pittsburgh connection. There's always a Pittsburgh connection, no matter what. And so it is with that as your backdrop. And I just saw a breaking news story. Let's see. This one is official. And, well, it's now about 2.5 hours old. But the Rick Pitino to St. John's, the worst-kept secret in the history of worst-kept secrets, seeing as they were, you know, Iona was still in the NCAA tournament and this seemed to be already done. And Rick Pitino being Rick Pitino says, well, you know, I haven't been on campus in like 30 years. I would have to use I'd have to use a GPS just to be able to find it. So I can't comment on it because I don't know anything about it. Okay, Rick. Listen. Here's what the NIL has done. Okay? The NIL has made it possible for all of these teams to hire these guys that all were, you know, notorious cheaters and not feel bad about it. Because now Rick Pitino doesn't have to, you know, illegally give people money. He can just give it to them legally. And what people have realized is, hey, everybody can do it now. Everybody can do it now. Not that everybody wasn't doing it before, but some were just better at doing it than others. But let me tell you something. Joel, if Rick Pitino stays at St. John's, if his health is good, because he's 70 years old, if he's there 5 years, they will get to at least one Final Four in 5 years with him as their coach. Because here's the thing that I'm going to tell you. I mean, yesterday, for instance, we're watching Pitt play Sean Miller, who was involved in one of these scandals. Bill Self at Kansas is coaching, right? He was involved in one of these scandals. The worst of the worst, what's my man's name? Bruce Pearl was coaching in this tournament, right? He's another one. The guy that is right now being heralded as, oh, this guy's an old school, unbelievable coach, one of the best in the business, Kelvin Sampson. Why don't you look up his files, right? So when a guy like Rick Pitino gets a job, nowadays, who cares? Yeah, he cheated his ass off. Yeah, he got in trouble. Oh, and then he was, here's the thing. Then he was magically exonerated, right? Because, well, you know, we couldn't connect the dot exactly to him. Meanwhile, you got Sean Miller coaching against Pitt yesterday. And what was his guy's name? Book Richardson? Was that his guy? One of his top assistants who was in jail. I think Chuck Person was in Auburn. He was the one that took the fall and went to jail in Auburn. But I think it was Book Richardson was the guy that was in Arizona. He went to jail. Sean Miller, who was in charge of the program, right, kept coaching and now is coaching. He's probably making $3.5-4 million at Xavier. He's, you know, being celebrated, and rightfully so, as one of the best coaches. So I don't want to hear anything about Rick Pitino and how dirty he is. I just laugh. Like I said, last week, Will Wade, who was another guy from LSU, got, you know, fired at LSU because he was involved in that FBI thing, right? He's another guy. I'm supposed to be jammed up because Will Wade got another job when I'm getting ready to watch the NCAA tournament with Sean Miller, with Patino in it, with Bruce Pearl in it. Come on, man. But again, what the NIL has done is made it possible. Made it possible for all of these guys to get away with this stuff. Period. Now they can do it and nobody's going to bat an eye about it. I mean, Kelvin Sampson had a show cause. He had to go to the NBA because for 4 years he was not allowed to coach in college basketball. And now he's being celebrated with the number one team in the country and everything else. And you've got Patino, of course, who's had issues all the way going back to, you know, Hawaii when he was running the rental car scandal, way back when he was an assistant in Hawaii. But here's what I'm going to tell you, and this is the most important thing. You want to know why St. John's is hiring Rick Pitino? Because he's the best coach in the country. And that includes the guy that just retired at Duke last year. That includes, obviously, the guy that just retired at Syracuse. That includes the guy that retired at North Carolina, 2 years ago? Rick Pitino's better than them all. I would argue this till the day I die, and there's no way to prove it. But if he had not taken, I guess it was the Knicks job, no, the Celtics job. If he had not taken the Celtics job when he was at Kentucky, if he had stayed at Kentucky till now, he'd be Coach K. In fact, I'm gonna go out on this limb. He'd have won more championships than Coach K did and gotten to 12 or 13 Final Fours just like Coach K did. Because he's an incredible coach. And that's why St. John's hired him. That's why they're willing to put up with his nonsense. That's why they're willing to put up with the fact that there are probably going to be some people who are going to give them some scorn and give them a hard time. And I can't believe you'd hire Rick Pitino. Here's the thing. If you're St. John's, you've been trying to get back to the Chris Mullin era, and I don't mean the coaching Chris Mullin era. I mean the playing Chris Mullin era. You've been trying to do that for 35 years now. At the end of the day, you've got a chance. Because this is the thing. You mean to tell me if Rick Pitino picks up the phone and starts calling donors, saying we need X amount of dollars for this, for an NIL coalition, you mean to tell me that they're not going to be ponying up? And I bet you we're going to hear, Joel, here's another one. I bet you within the next 2 or 3 months we're going to hear something about St. John's upgrading their facilities. Won't shock me if we also hear about St. John's playing more games at Madison Square Garden. You know? Because, again, you now have one of the premier names in college basketball. But for my money, in my lifetime, the best coach in college basketball. Better than Coach K, even. And that's saying something. But Rick Pitino can coach his ass off. I don't think Coach K goes to Iona and twice in 3 years goes to the NCAA tournament. In his first year there, didn't they even win a game in the NCAA tournament, I think? I think they won a game his first year. So twice in 3 years, he goes to the NCAA tournament at Iona. I mean, not that Iona is a terrible program, but you're Iona. Anyway, got to get to a break. It's the Paul Zeiss Show, 93.7 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm sitting here watching an NCAA tournament with Bill Self, Sean Miller, Rick Pitino, Bruce Pearl, Calvin Sampson. And I'm supposed to be all jammed up that Will Wade got a job somewhere? Come on, man. What we found out about college basketball and what we've always known is that it's a cesspool. It's a cesspool of slime and cheating. It's a cesspool of backdoor arrangements, payments. It's a cesspool of, you know, AAU coaches using and street agents using the, you know, kids to get their, you know, hooks into them and then use them to get rich, basically, and have influence. I mean, the fact that, you know, these college coaches, so many of them have to basically, you know, kiss the fannies, not of these players, but of these AAU coaches and street agents and handlers in order to get something done. I mean, at the end of the day, it was always a very selective, it's very, very selective to me who was considered a criminal and a cheat and who wasn't. As I've said before, and I find it hilarious, right? When you get to Kentucky or Duke or somewhere like that, Kansas, all of a sudden you become above the law because you are a revenue driver for the NCAA. As we established, right? As we established with the Adidas FBI wiretap and all the other things, that scandal. Remember that scandal? It was established that basically the going rate for a top player was $100,000 to $150,000. That wasn't conjecture. That wasn't just, you know, oh, that's, you know, street noise. That was actually in the paperwork. That was actually in the transcripts. That was actually heard on wiretaps. That was actually documented. So as I said before, 100 to 100,000. I mean, 100,000 to 150,000 is what it is for the going rate. But I'm supposed to believe that the two schools, Kentucky and Duke, that get all of the five-star guys, that all of those guys go to those schools because they just happen to want to wear blue. Right? And then, of course, we find out, you know, Zion Williamson. Do you think the NCAA really wanted to find out the truth there? Do you really think they wanted to find out the truth when Zion Williamson was the most high-profile player at Duke, and of course they always want to protect the guys like Coach K? Like Bill Self, who, if I'm not mistaken, Kansas is still waiting to find out what's wrong, what's going to happen to them, which, as we've seen with all these other schools, probably nothing. In fact, the NCAA hopes that we all forgot that Kansas was on that list. It's easy to jump, you know, it's easy to knock a guy like, you know, Bruce Pearl, right? But at the end of the day, when you look at it, Bruce Pearl's always been slimy, going all the way back to when he was at Northern Iowa. The guy's always been a slime ball. But again, he's still coaching. He's still coaching. And Chuck Person went to jail, who was his assistant coach, because, you know, there's, you know, Bruce Pearl had no idea all this stuff was going on underneath him. Just like Rick Pitino had no idea that they were bringing in, you know, they were bringing in $400 or $500 prostitutes and having parties for the recruits in the dorms down at Louisville. In fact, Rick Pitino was shocked to find out that his, you know, director of operations or whatever the hell, director of basketball staff, who was making about $12,000 a year, just happened to have $25,000 in cash in his pocket to pay off a madam. Rick Pitino had no idea what was going on. Meanwhile, if you know anything about any of these coaches, they're all control freaks, every single one of them, down to the point where they know what's on the menu and what people are eating and how much butter they're putting on their bread because they're counting calories for them. So please give me a break with this. I mean, I just wish people were more honest. Listen, I like the NCAA tournament just like anybody else. But every time I watch it, I have to laugh at the idea that somehow the NCAA is enforcing rules, number one, and number two, that they're not being selective about it. But when I watch an NCAA tournament and see all these guys that are a part of it, right? And I say, well, really, if you think about it, other than having to change schools, what happened to Sean Miller? He landed on his feet. He got a bunch of money from Xavier. He's going to be there for as long as he wants to be there. And here's the thing, Joel, if he does well 3 or 4 years from now, right, he could go get a job like maybe North Carolina or one of those big jobs if he wanted to go back. Say he goes to Xavier. Say, you know, this year he's in the Sweet 16. Let's say he wins a game and gets the Elite Eight. Next year he's in the Sweet 16 again. Let's say 2 years from now he goes to the Final Four, right? One of those big-time schools wants to come and get him. Guess what? They're going to come get him. John Calipari, you want to talk about it? Guys won nothing since 2015. 2015, I think, was their last time in the Final Four. Which, you know, at Pitt, that would be one thing. But at Kentucky, that ain't good enough. But he's got a lifetime $40 million contract. If they wanted to fire him, they'd have to pay him $40 million. So getting UMass on probation and then getting Memphis on probation, has that really hurt his career? No. It helped his career, and here's why. Because by cheating, he got really good players in, and by getting really good players in, he went to Final Fours and he won. Bill Self, right? Another guy. Getting really good players in, you win. You're willing to take the slap on the wrist from the NCAA, and you know what? Your school probably is too, because you win. Pitino. I'm quite sure he's back making $3, $4 million a year again now at St. John's. And let's face it, why is he at St. John's? Because it's one of the most high-profile jobs in the country. He's in New York City. He's going to be in the Garden. He's in the Big East. So did cheating his ass off at Kentucky, cheating his ass off at Hawaii when he was an assistant, cheating his ass off at Louisville, did that matter? No, it actually helped him. Bruce Pearl. How about that guy? He's probably the slimiest of them all. And then you've got Kelvin Sampson. He's at Oklahoma. He's getting ready to get put on probation, so he goes and interviews for the Indiana job. And here's why I think all of these people are full of doo-doo. And I'm talking about all of these presidents and all of these athletic directors. Joel, if you had a guy that was at Oklahoma and you're Indiana, and you know his program is getting put on probation, are you going to hire him? You probably will. You don't want to know why? Because you want to win. They all say the right things, but their actions say something different. And if St. John's didn't take Pitino, 15 other schools would have tried to get him. All the while, their presidents are issuing statements about how, they care about the integrity and they care about this and they care about that. No. It's not how it works. My thing is, and I've said this many times, Joel, and I'll say it again, I've never, ever, ever been a Puritan when it comes to this stuff. People say to me, well, who's your favorite team? Well, obviously Temple, right? You want to know Temple's biggest problem? John Chaney refused to cheat. That was the biggest problem. People say, well, what about for your favorite team? Hey, if Temple had a chance to hire Rick Pitino, I would love for them to hire Rick Pitino. Instead, they hire guys like Fran Dunphy, who's straight and narrow and doesn't cheat. For Calipari to come to Temple instead of UMass? Hell yeah. My thing is, I want a guy in there who's going to cheat his ass off, because that's how you win in college basketball. It's the dirtiest sport there is. So I'm not sitting here saying it's wrong. Oh, it is, I can't believe it. My thing is, all these people are hypocrites. Every one of them. From the people that cover the sport, to the people that run these universities, to these athletic directors who issue all these damn statements and, all this nonsense about, oh, well, we try and do things. We do things the right way. We care about the student athletes. No. You care about winning. So my thing about the NIL that I like the most about the NIL is the charade is over. These people don't have to play this game anymore, right? The charade is over now. Now they just are who they are, which is, we're going to pay everybody whatever we can pay them. We're going to recruit. We're going to use money to recruit people, and that's the way it goes. Period. Ray Fittipaldo next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yes. Show brought to you by Archie's on Carson Street. Get down to Archie's, the official chicken wing of the fan. Archie's, home of 80 Cent Wings, Monday through Thursday, home of the Paul's Ice Grilled Cheese Sandwich. Text us on Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And also, Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Fan Hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. And joining me now on the hotline is our good friend Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette. And Ray, Maybe it's just me looking from the outside looking in, but it feels like the Steelers have been pretty active in free agency over the past week and a half.
Yeah, I would say so, Paul. I think it's one of the busiest off seasons that we've seen in quite some time. I mean, last year was fairly active when they signed Trubisky and James Daniels and Mason Cole. And, you know, it seems like they even took it a step further this year. They completely made wholesale changes at inside linebacker. They made a small splash with Patrick Peterson at cornerback. And then if you look at what they've done with the interior of their offensive line, signing Nate Herbig and Isaac Suamalo, it's been a very active period. We'll see if they're done, but if they are, I think they've filled some holes, and now they can get focused on the draft.
Yeah, were you surprised? I forget what the guy's name was, but were you surprised by the fact they signed another offensive lineman?
Well, late Saturday night, yes, they signed Isaac Seumalo, started 17 games for the Eagles last season. I just think they want to create competition, and I don't think they were happy with just being an average offensive line last year. They gave up some sacks. Kenny Pickett got concussed twice. The running game didn't get going until late in the season. And if you know anything about the way that Andy Weidel built those teams in Philadelphia, he likes big guys who can play smash mouth football. So Seumalo is going to come in. He's going to be a starter somewhere. They're not going to pay him $8 million a year to sit on the bench. So he's going to be slotted in, likely at left guard. And, that's probably not good news for Kevin Dotson. So a little bit surprised on the surface, but when you look at it, Paul, and you look at Dotson only having 1 year left on his rookie contract, maybe we shouldn't be that surprised at all.
No, so you've got two. Yeah, you've got two. I mean, could we see a situation of where both Dotson and Kendrick Green are gone at the end of camp?
I think you could. Kendrick Green, I just don't know how he fits in. There's no position flexibility. He can't play center. He's pretty much only a guard, and he wasn't good enough to get on the field or to get a hat last year as a backup guard. So, yeah, I think that one is pretty much a given at this point. Dotson doesn't have any position flexibility either. And if he's going to be a reserve, they're just going to have to dress him as a guard on game days. And those guys just don't have a lot of value around the league. I mean, in an ideal scenario, your top interior backup can play center and he can play guard. I think in one other thing you have to look at, Paul, is they could save like $2.6 million on their salary cap if Kevin Dotson is not on this roster. So I know that's not a big number, but it's a number nonetheless where they could squirrel that money away and use it for the draft class or, just keep it for in case they need it during the regular season.
Well, and I would say that I look at the fact that the holes that they've sort of filled so far, Patrick Peterson, obviously bringing back Ogunjobi. I mean, there's a number of things that they've done. Really gives them a lot of flexibility in the draft, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The goal of any GM and coach during the offseason is to get a roster constructed so if you had to play a game in May, you could play a game. So you don't want to – in other words, you don't want to go into the draft having to select starters. So it very well could work out that they can get a number one cornerback at pick number 17 and that guy can come in and be a starter. But the way they set themselves up in free agency – it doesn't have to happen that way. So I could see them going any one of three ways at 17, Paul. I think they can go defensive line. I think they could go corner. And I think they can go offensive line, specifically offensive tackle. So I think those are the three positions to watch. I know they addressed each of those positions in free agency, but I don't think it changes any of their plans in the first round. All three of those positions remain positions of need.
The Omar Khan regime obviously is really in full swing. Are you buying the idea that he's broken away from the sort of Kevin Colbert and a way of doing things, or does it just seem like that because they signed a couple extra guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think you see little things, you know, tweaks in the scouting department. You know, it's not so much even now in the way they're doing things. I just think you're naturally seeing Andy Weidel and Omar Khan's fingerprints on the roster. And if you look at what Kevin Colbert did last year in his final, you know, spring as GM, he addressed that offensive line. But obviously, by Omar going out and signing two more offensive linemen this year, it kind of speaks to that maybe they weren't totally satisfied with the way some of those guys played up front. So you knew there were going to be changes when a new GM came in. He brought some of his own guys in. You know, Mark Sadowski came from the Bears. He was with the Bears for about 15, 20 years. You know, Andy had experience with the Ravens and the Eagles most recently. And, you know, there are some other guys who scouts who were brought in on a lower level as well that have experience from different organizations. So when you have new perspectives and new sets of eyes on the way to do things, you know, I think just think there's naturally going to be change. And I think we're seeing that here in March. You know, you got some new guys coming in. We'll see if they can make a difference. But I think this was the first step. I think the draft will be the second step. And then, you know, once we get past the draft, I think you really see how Andy and Omar want to build this roster.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know. I haven't seen enough yet one way or the other to decide whether or not there's a definite change in philosophy. But it sure feels like they're willing to be bold and sign some guys. How much in the tank do you think Patrick Peterson still has?
You know, that's interesting, Paul. He had five interceptions last year. You know, that was his most since 2012. And we asked him last week, well, you know, why were you more ball productive this year? He basically said teams have started throwing at him more as he's advanced in years. And I think when he was, you know, a shutdown corner early in his career, he wasn't getting a lot of balls thrown his way. But now that he's, you know, he's going to be 33 years old. And I think, you know, just naturally some coaches are going to want to attack him and see what he has left. So, you know, I was encouraged by those numbers when I looked at him. You know, if he can be that same type of player this year, if he can mentor the young corner that they draft, I think that'll be all good for the Steelers. You know, if you look at the way the defensive backfield is structured, Paul, you know, Peterson was signed to a 2-year deal, but really it could be a 1-year deal when you look at it. Akello Witherspoon and Levi Wallace both going into the last year of their 2-year deals. This is still very much a secondary that's in flux, but I think when you look at Patrick Peterson's leadership, his willingness to mentor the younger guys that they bring in the draft, I think that could be a positive for this football team. And I think we're just kind of in a transition period right now, but I think we'll have a better idea of how that secondary is going to look after the draft.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really actually a very, very good point. Looked like they made a couple of minor moves on their coaching staff. Nothing really earth-shattering, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the only one of note was Denzel Martin, who's been the assistant linebackers coach, has been promoted to full-time outside linebackers coach. And if you go to Steelers games or Steelers practices up at training camp, Denzel was always working with T.J. Watt on the side. He puts in a lot of time pre-practice, after practice with those guys. Very, very well-respected within that locker room. So that was kind of a no-doubter. You know, I thought they were going to promote him. Denzel had the opportunity to coach the linebackers at the Senior Bowl. So you kind of knew that he was a coach on the rise here. And, you know, no surprise here that Mike Tomlin promoted him and gave him a little bit more responsibility here today.
Yep. I mean, I think that's all great stuff, really, if you think about it. And I'm kind of intrigued by the way that the Steelers are going about their business, but now we need to see how they draft and who they draft. Last one for you. Would you draft, if you got at the 30th spot, say, would you draft Jalen Carter?
I don't think he's going to last that long, Paul, but
even with all the, you know, negative stuff,
Yeah, I know. I just can't see him falling that far You know, Jeffrey Simmons kind of fell that far when he came out a few years ago. You know, there were some issues with him and, you know, injuries and whatnot. But when you've got a talented player like Jalen Carter, you know, some team late in the first round is going to take a chance on him, I think. But should he be there at 32? Boy, that would be – if everything checks out, if you do your homework, if you go to Georgia – and they tell you he's a good kid who just maybe has been led astray, you know, by some off-field stuff. Maybe you can do it. But, again, I just don't think he's going to last all the way to 32. I think some team late in the first round will probably take a chance on him if he gets that far.
Ray, great stuff as always. Thank you so much, sir, and we'll do it again soon.
All right, Paul, anytime.
All right, that's Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.